So we might ask that we first generate the mind of bodhicitta, which is that one will bring all sentient beings to the level of Buddhahood. Sentient beings as vast in number as the sky is limitless. And to that end, we will neither rest in the extreme of conditioned existence nor in the peace of liberation, and practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Kanke parasava tambichu jaramba udan tan number jebale tikpalana mebele tenila dubato yebanane sumba jisdumbe dubala dorten da jehe nile jehe dikari jehe tenila mayingba Kene da sinje malo pa lantong nile lantong ke kap lantong sinje malo pa chupo la yang dorten da jehe nye pa len dorten dortu ki trokte jehe jikan.
So where we are now is in the text called Distinguishing the Middle from the Extremes, in the chapter 5, dealing with that which makes the Mahayana special or distinctive. And within that, then we are in the section dealing with the practice that is in accordance with Dharma. And there was a brief exposition and a detailed explanation with that. And in the detailed explanation, there were two divisions. One was the shamatha, and the other was the undistracted shamatha, and the other was the unmistaken vipassana meditation. So we discussed the shamatha meditation, and now we're looking at the vipassana meditation, the 10 unmistaken aspects of the vipassana. There was a brief exposition of that that we looked at, and then today we will look at the extended explanation. And in terms of numbers, we're on page 757 of the commentary, line 3. And in the root verse, if you have the paja form, it's on the page 157, line 2 in the middle.
Tela tambo tam sinche maloba tambo yegele sinche maloba ne derbe serdang de serdang mader serdang madi ser tonyo pa tam meba te tene yegele la maloba wo.
So the root text says this deals then with the first aspect of being unmistaken about vipassana meditation. And it deals with the letters. Meaning arises through the connection of letters and association. Meaning does not arise without this connection, nor without association. This understanding is unmistaken in relation to letters.
Tangbo juzi ji yegen dadane yege te jepar separe. Jesus to jebar sepa in the sena juzi jiges juzi jige dadane dename kore manorvar kore manorva kore madokpar chigle chig jisun derva seta yigile yakat dat datela Yigil yakpa da, yigil tempe da tela, ton kanka da imbar, ton kanka dam, me imbar, lulandipa ser ton yabate. Yigil la andeva tang dipa yona, yigil ton yabare. Perna kawa hipam, hipatavla kang muntang. What Jesus said, Kawaki Juna, Devar Jubet say, Kawaki be main tinije, main am da tinije, Dungdek jeton sepe, Mopote, cover sije, Dungdek ton sepa, the carbon sinire, main da bejeted, Dungdek ton sepe, Mopote cover a siege, cover a nuche. Tele dote one moon tongue, ka Jesus sena, waka sing. Jepatang, deva meba so so trate, kata pani so so trate, deva meba sena. Jona, tonte co manila. Don't the mopote cover manila. Termaze Yege teni, tetar coeb date, Kawaki coeb date Dungdeg tons a pungoboti die in bar. Me in bar, none in dipe, none com di ebe. Pojaman on la date ton cover a seachin. Kawa kibada minti don't the pungubo de cover a seachin. Your yembe me. Tetar Mogova yeno. Jumsi tina, tetar yemba tisena. Yigil and derva tang. Dipa tandeva ni le da te ton yopata. Dinderio na kava kip da main teleton yabare. Deba than deva mean a ton, jays ton ton togo yamare. Tele dote mandere setang. Deva meper. Wakata vijabatang. Comdi meper. Tene. Your genda gami. Jona. Ton mepao. Tenam la jona ton mepare. Tetar Tsorkin Tokwa Yine, Tetar Du Pena Yegila, Deva Tang, Deba Yona, Jesu Ton, Tumba Neva Yoba, Ton Yoba Tang, Deva than Deba Mina Ton Meva, Tetar Tsorkin the Tokwa Tene, Ketava, Tsorkin Tokwa, Ketava Yin the Tokwa, Mantorva Tokwa Tene, Yegila Sinja Malopati. ये कि जो तो तो लसिंग के मालो पाया वो हाँ कोवर है ये कि नाम जी दाले तो कौशल तेरे ये कि नाम जी ता ये कि नाम से ये कि मांग बोली ये कि नाम जब दा तेले कावता वे दा तेले तो कौर छोर तो कोवा तो तोकवा तो हिबा हिबे छोने तेरा जीवित तो पे देवा सब तो सही के Jivu Jivu am Kanzak and Nam Tokin Deva Sadu Seiken Takpatsamle Tokpe Takpatsam Yinji Mingdun Rangan Wu Kawaiki Pe Ming Tetang Dong Dekpate Niji Ton Ran Sinjing Uni Rangan Uni Deva Kanyayomare Wu Deva Meba Teta Vatene Yegele Ton Toksor Sinja Malo Patina Papa Yina Dele Yegila Sinja Malopan Dele Sancho Sambanam Kande Togre Sena Sancho Sambanam Namla Tambe Tondo Tambe Tondo Ton Tambar De Jeper Seve Tondan Trevor Tova Rab the Chevo De Jasset Yegila Yegi Tonto so the Sinja Malopatona De Sancho Sambanamla Tambe Tondo Ton Tambar De Jupiter Savo, don't and travel to watch it. Don't tamper them but te tamper don't the day Jupiter Savo, don't and travel to watch Jevatan. Don't tamper them but te Yiki Jupiter Savo, don't and travel. Joe Munipar. Don't tamper them but te Yiki Jerusalem deper to watch it. Togre. Oh, yeah. Pacher and Jutti.
So this one then, if you remember from yesterday, this first verse then is dealing with the third nature, the perfectly established nature. And it shows how one becomes confused concerning this. So then the commentary says, there is meaning because, first of all, the letters which express a meaning are connected to one another in an unmistaken order. And two, because the mind, there is meaning because the mind has become used to whatever meaning the name composed of these different letters has. For example, in a word like pillar, kawa in Tibetan, ka comes before wa. And when one expresses them as connected in this way, one makes understood that thing which has the meaning of holding up a beam. This dungdekpa is the definition of a pillar. So when one uses the word kawa, then, and when one connects the letters correctly and one has become accustomed to this, then what arises is the image of that which holds up a pillar, i.e. the definition of the pillar. However, if one puts wa first and ka afterwards, saying waka, for example, or if one separates each one and one says ka, and then sometimes later, wa, then there is no connection. And if one does this, if one either reverses the order or one puts a space in between them and then tries to express this meaning of holding up a beam, that meaning will not be understood. So this is the first thing. Things have to be corrected, connected in the correct order, and they have to be following close upon one another. Not only this, in order that this name made of two letters or syllables to be the name of the thing which has the function of holding up a beam, the Tibetan people have become accustomed through previous usage to understand that this word kawa has that meaning of holding up a beam. People from another country would not have this understanding because they don't have the association through usage. Therefore, a name gains meaning from both proper linking of letters and from the process of getting used to the connection between a certain name and a meaning. On the contrary, there is no meaning in letters when they are not properly connected or when one is not accustomed to the joining of a name and a meaning. Being unmistaken about letters is to understand correctly in this way. And since this way of understanding a meaning through a word made up of letters is a conceptual understanding, an individual's conceptual understanding, the connection between word and meaning is newly made and merely imputed. There is no essential connection between a name and its meaning. In this way, one becomes certain and unmistaken about how understanding arises from the joining of a meaning and letters. And from knowing this, this process, then, there arises for bodhisattvas a state of mind which ultimately does not involve a meaning that can be expressed by a term or a word. So in short, then one can say that all names depend on correct connection and correct association. And in this way, they are dependent on concepts. Ultimate truth is beyond names, beyond words, and beyond letters.
Tene ton tambe denba la, ton tambe denba la ming dang, tsik yueba kapso, ming takpa tang, tsik yueba kapso, tsik yueba kapso, ton tambe denba te, te yang yueba kunzo sikre.
So if one imputes a name to the ultimate truth or expresses it through letters, when one does that then, that is called the what is expressed through relative truth.
Pinna sem jene lo la saja chembo, zokpa chembo, oma chembo si ming, ming tempa kapso, tini ming tan derbacha ni jopa kunzove. Kangi sena nam to gongor sharvare. Ming tan derva tang.
So, for the true nature of the mind, there are many different names. For example, there is Mahamudra or Mahaati, the Madhyamaka, so Chakchen, Dzogchen, Huma temple. And since, from the point of view that at this point the ultimate is connected with a name, or that from the point of view of that it appears literally on the surface of concepts, so it appears to the conceptual mind. From these two points of view, then, it is called the that which is expressed on a relative level.
Tene tuandang semje nelo ngoma la ming yo mare. Kasi ming yo na ming kik yu gogre, ming mangbo yong sige mare. Ming mangbo yo ba te, tene tanda tokwe takwe ming.
So, when one speaks of the ultimate truth, then, well, you can't just give it one name. If you give it one name, then you can give it many, many different names. And those names, then, are all imputed to concepts.
Tegendo, tene, tanda, saja, chembo, oma, chembo, zoka, chembo, namjang, jodha, meba, jumsin, jodha, meba, re, jodha, meba, jumsin, yang, ming, len, deba, tsik, len, deba, tanyi, len, deba, jumsin, ki, tene, jodha, meba, re.
So this, what we call Mahamudra or Mahati or Madhyamaka, all of these are ultimately inexpressible. They're beyond words and beyond nouns and beyond any kind of conventions of expression.
The name Ming, same general la Ming. Tandan do tang, jule ming na tokwa hajang mangbo song ze yore, te song ba te, simjin je nam je to lave che do, tene, simjin je nam do tang, doin te ming mendava song ba re. Ming mendava, kesa se na, simjin ne lo lan sim mendava song ba re.
So then, for the true nature of the mind, we find in the sutras many different names for them. And this is so that, it will be easy for sentient beings to understand the meaning of depending on the different kinds of concepts individuals have, then different names were given in accordance with those.
Tetar tundam semje nelok te ming len deba tang. Ming te dindel la ra lepese na namdo la tuba yinbar hi na tene juzi yige la sinje malo pare.
So then, if one understands that ultimately the nature of the mind is beyond any kind of words, and that the words that we have are conceptually imputed because they depend on proper connection and this long-term association, which is what is created by concepts. So if one understands that, then that is to be unmistaken about that which expresses the meaning, i.e. the letters.
Tendi kaso katsang sinje malo pa tambo som jen trotsori kepa tembarawa.
No.
Trotsori kepa tendu kang trotsor sabi ye. Kang trotsor sabi ye sem jen ne lok te tanda yiki joiza lende par tembare.
So then, Rumiji talked yesterday about the first three verses showing how one becomes confused. And so this first one then was showing what is the basis of this confusion, or what one is confused about, and that is the true nature of the mind. And this then shows that this true nature of the mind is beyond any kind of expression, beyond letters and names.
Neba Jews don't go down, yea, may Balasinja Malopane. Nison, how are your panne? Tetter your pa, mainty. Ten a tona malopa, you the meba number punk is our song.
So then we come to the second, which deals with the ultimate meaning. And the root verse says, phenomena appear dualistically, but do not exist in this way. Understanding this is to be unmistaken about the ultimate meaning, since one is totally given up all ideas of existence and non-existence.
Tandikapso chetantrupa chortem pare. Chetantrupa chone detara zungze ni so nawar chorpa ne zungze se de zonga yotan zemba semre. Detar se zonga yotan na zemba sem ni so nawar chorpa ne. Chetar nawa detar. Chetar nawa si jote na so la Zungzhen tate do yoba, nisu yoba tar do nangu yore. Chetar nama tetar yoba mainte. Zungzhen tate do chetar nama tetar, Zungzhen tate do yoba mainte. Jungzhen karre, nang yang medimba wo. Zungzhen tate do nang na yang medimba re. Tetar tokpa ne. Tetar tokwa te zungze niso nang na yang, zungze niso madro pe tsor tokwa ne, gyuizu tong kunda rangin meba la sinja malo pa te. Ta niso nang na yang, niso madro pa hina kunda ya pu hivare. Sinja malo pa manor pa hiva te. Niso madro pe zungze ze tade do madro pa. Tandela. Zungzhen zhe tade do mado ba, zungzhen tade do mado ba, chek niyongre. Zungzhen zhe tade do mado ba, zungzhen niso mado ba, yuepen ta bang lang. Yuen ta, yuepar ta wa rondo bang wa re, yuepen ta bang lang. Zungzhen tade do mado na yang, zungzhen tade do am, Zungzhen zhe tade doam, Zungzhen tade do madrope, madrop nayang nang zandu yobe, Zungzhen nipo de nang zandu yore. Benda malam ngonshi nayang, malam je nama de nang zandu yore. Te tato nang zandu yobe nang. Nang zandu meba mayimba, nang zandu yobe, sedi sedando ka, yobe sena, meba ta nambar pangwa. Mepenta pambare. Mepenta number pamba tonam rangin in the cero. Te tabu Dele zungzindam Dele zungzinda travito pacheo. De tabu Zungzini ton tambar meba tang. Nang zang do yue par to na, te tab tokwa ndele, tokwa si je te nghi, di kab je tokwa te nghi je par, nghi je na, te ne zung zeng ta trawa tokwa je wo, zung zeng ta trawa to tu. Oya.
So, this then is the second one, and the second aspect of the Vipassana. And in looking yesterday at how one becomes at the different ways of confusion, then this is how one becomes confused. The first is the basis, and this is then how one becomes confused. So things appear as the duality of a perceived object and a perceiving subject, which Rinpoche glosses the object of the mind being the subject, but they actually do not exist in this way. And existing in this way means as two separate things, as a separate object and a separate subject. This mere appearance of phenomena is not true ultimately. Understanding this is to be unmistaken about the ultimate meaning. Realizing the ultimate meaning or the true nature, one gives up two extremes. The first one is the extreme of existence, since dualistic appearances are not truly established. So that's thinking things are always existing. So knowing that ultimately things don't exist, one doesn't fall into this extreme of existence. The other extreme is the extreme of non-existence. And one doesn't fall into this extreme because one knows that things have mere appearance. Things exist on a relative level as mere appearance. So one avoids these two extremes with this knowledge. Then here, this tokpa at the end here, Rinpoche said, usually one translates tokpa as realized, but here he said it means one generates a certain knowledge, a clear conviction that this is the way things are. So having this clear conviction or clear knowledge that knows that one is free of a perceived subject and a perceived object, and that is the result then of understanding clearly the ultimate meaning.
Tande kaso tene kwenta gantrasor kwenta gantrasor karare sena nyiso mi yendo nyiso nangin nyiso nangwa tela tene namdo kdenbari kinte turbare.
So here we're dealing with the first of the three natures, the imputed or the imaginary nature. And this shows then the way one becomes confused. And that is, although things are not dualistic, they appear in a dual manner. And then through our concepts, we cling to this dualistic appearance as being truly established. So then how is it, what is sort of the essence of the way sentient beings are confused when they are confused? Well, it's that this, although things are not ultimately existent in a dual manner, they appear dualistically, and then one clings to this dualistic appearance as truly established.
Tetam trupa yina ta trupa ye te kang ma to nan trupa de se na tene zungze yi ji tong pa sem je ne lo we sar ma to te trupa de.
So then what is one confused about? Well, one is confused about what one has not realized is the luminous nature of the mind, which is free of this dualistic perception, which doesn't involve any kind of dualistic perception.
Tene zongzhen ge tupa ke ba sem je ne lok te ngo ti se na zongzhen ge tupa ke ba sem je ne lok ngo som de to na tro to pare.
And therefore, if one directly actually realizes the true nature of the mind, then one can liberate oneself from this dualistic perception. So then one comes to the third one, which relates to the mental activity. Being unmistaken about mental activity, understanding this as mere consciousness of the other dependent nature, which is the cause of dualistic appearance. And so the root verse then says, one develops habits in relation to concepts and continues to cultivate them mentally. There is a source for this, which is the cause of dualistic appearances. Seeing this is to be unmistaken about mental activity.
Onam tetar zungze ni sa mapa la ni sa nangken ni sa nawa la ni sa kinden truba ina truba te jokar sa na tandi ka zun truje tembar zungze je topa se zungwe yota nang zembe sente zungze je number topa ngama ngama yi ngama ngama se de ta jewa ngama 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 yi. Gurpa ye, gurpa sejate pakhya kya kutendare. gobaye wangki topji songwe sema sema zongzeng je tokpa sema sema ne don lusa na tokpa ne se chete ne no jin jik tin ton zogda tero rizal nga la ton se kare lusa na nga se wangbo nge debe zukunde nga se lunde la ねどんるすなとこいじとこいらせばせばてねたぞんぜんじとこがまがまばかぐべとじぞんぜんじとこさまさまねどんるすなねぞんぜんじとこでそうれたでたぶねどんるすなね とこはイージーじゃねえだからさねえかんやばそういうひばじゃたわいんでひばねいいらせばしんじゃまろばでいいらせばさんちょしんじゃまろばとばれいいじーたんいいじーたんじゃでせいげんだからナンバーとばいいじーたんナンバーとこはさんじゃ rāngyīn tē jatār tōpāo. Tēlā tēyē nē sāṁ yē kāngshē nā. Tā nī nāng kē nāṁ tō tēyē nē sāṁ yē kāngshē nā nī sū nāv jō. Zōng zē nī sū nāv jō tē kāngshē nāṁ hī lā. Jorhi pate. Kunji lan tokwa na cho chi gupe pak jui cha ni pak cha na cho pa kunji tang. Ta ne don lusa na ve zungze ni nang ke pak cha kunji la yakpe yakpe cha ni kunji la pak cha na cho pa jere. Kunjila Pakcha na chokpa yagwe se na, tene Pakcha na chokpa kunjila se. Pakcha na chokpa yagwe se na, nawaya na chokpa yagre. Pakcha yagwe kapsa leetang ke de Pakcha yagwe yare. Ta ne don luje zungzin, ne don luje zungzin ninanga Pakcha de kunjila yagwa la yagwa la ten de, Pakcha de se yomba kapsa yang, tene ne don luje zungzin je nawa na chokpa yagwe. Takun je nam chi la pakcha na chok pa yagwe chani tanda pakcha na chok pa kun je. Pakcha na chok pa kun je si jok pa jyotin kare sa na kun je la pakcha mandava na chok pa yagwa yue pa chani pakcha na chok pa kun je ta. Tin tu, kun je nam chi te pakcha na chok ta denba, denba kun je tin tu si je te di nuba la ten te. Sananke, se no jinjik ting. Nangkyu ji simchin so, chu na cho su na wane. Sananke, chu na cho su na wane, nambar mienpa kunji te. Nawa na cho khyar yinpa kapso, tene nambar mienpa kunji se. Nambar mienpa kunji te. Te ta na kunji ne tamche ji jor hibao. Jungchin ti se na kunji namchi te tamche ji jor hibao.
So then, yesterday we looked at this as the third one, which deals with the other dependent nature, which is the cause of these clinging to dualistic appearances, which ultimately do not exist. So the commentary then says, through the force of having developed previously, and Rinpoche lost that here to mean past lives, the habit of dualistic conceptualizing, which involves a perceived object and a perceiving subject. Then later, which would be like this life then, appear the environment, the ne here refers to the external world, the environment, the objects here, dun on 759, that refers then to the five sense objects. And the body then, which is composed of the five sense faculties. So then these arise out of these habitual patterns. Knowing correctly the source of this mental cultivation of concepts is to be unmistaken about mental activity. Or in other words, it means to realize as it is the actual nature of mental activity or mere conceptualization. And then if one looks at what this place is then, that is the basis for this dualistic appearance, the source for this dualistic appearance, the cause of it, is the all-basis consciousness, the alaya vijñāna. And then one can look at this alaya vijñāna under two aspects. It is, on the one hand, it is the place where it is the cause for dualistic appearances in that it's the place where the various concepts reside, where the different dualistic appearances reside. And from that point of view, then, it is called the all-basis consciousness, which is the storage place for these various mental imprints or habitual patterns. And then by the force of having these habitual patterns stored there, then various internal and external phenomena, inner and outer phenomena, appear. So that is the external world that we perceive and the concepts that we have are included there. And from this point of view, then, that it is like the source for the arising again of these different mental habitual patterns, then the all-basis consciousness is known as the all-basis consciousness which is the completely matures or completely ripens.
Tharpa. No. Tharpa. Tharpa nyande sancho. Tene namba lola tharpa top to gre. Nyangilende pa top to gre. Sancho top to gre. Tharpa nyande sancho top to be jumsin karasana. Ta jumsin te turpa yu batang. Mantor by your pigeon sinchi, then yon day top to it. Trupa mantor by Nila Raleger. Cassi Trupa San Mina, then a young day repay drop to Gomara. Raba Trupa let rope give a sender, Trupa Mina, then a young day drop to Gomara. Tan Trupa the mantor by Nila Ra Tarpa, yon day, Sancho Trupa. Sancho top to bate, Trupa the mantor vala raleba. Trupa the mantor vala de by imbecena, Tangbo for sorcebare. Ta, Tangbo, Simkinan, Trubayere. Simkinam, Trubare. Simkinan, Trubayere. Trupa de Kanlin Trubare. Zungze nije, Tongbe Semje Nelo. Yondo. Mato Bowanka Trupare. Chetar Trupare Nisan Mapa la Nisan Nankin Nisan Nama la Dembari Kinte Malan Moma Kipa Nankin Sin and Trupare. Joe Kanlin Trupare Keva Toma Mapa Ne Zumze Yinanga Pakha Kunkinam Kila Yate Pakha Ti Topje Young Zumze Yinanga Nava Nato by Kyate.
So then to review this process that is explained in these first three verses, there is something that is called liberation, that is called beyond suffering, that is called an enlightenment. And this we can attain, and it depends on whether there is confusion or there is not confusion. If there were no confusion, confusion in this sense is necessary. One sense one can say when... through reasoning of the fact of enlightenment. And then if one looks at these first three verses again, we've seen that enlightenment depends on whether one has confusion, whether one is confused or not. So then what one has to know is how one has become confused. So the first verse then points to the fact that sentient beings do have confusion. And what is this confusion about? It's about this truly existent nature. Perfectly existent nature, which is the true nature of the mind free of dualistic perception. And sentient beings are confused because they haven't realized it. And the second verse then shows how they become confused, that although dualistic perception ultimately doesn't exist, there is dualistic appearance, and one then clings on to that as being truly existent. And this is parallel or similar to not recognizing a dream. The third, then, verse showed the source of this, and that is from our past lives. We have been, many lives in the past, we have been laying down mental imprints or concepts into the all-basis consciousness, and through the power of these, then, dualistic appearances arise again.
Ketar trupa tole yikina, tene trupa le yikina, tene trupa tele, trova te, gomba la ra lega yere, tene, santong, number matope yiki, gave a kedo, tene gomba la gavo yungre, trovo yungre. Tene gom la gavota, santong gomba la trova chimbo yuna, tene lantong number matope yiki, le lavajito.
So these first three then have shown how one has become confused, and if one knows these well, if one generates a clear confidence or trust that this is the way one does become confused, and then one meditates, then it's possible that this non-conceptual wisdom will arise. And then because of that, one will take great pleasure or delight in meditating. And from this pleasure of meditating on Vipassana, meditating in this way, then it would be easy for non-conceptual wisdom to arise.
This is the land of Gomba Kaso, Tinke Maloba Tambo Somla, Samnon Dodo Vajitan, Tursala Niki.
So then if one meditates on these first three verses, how would one do that? Well, one thinks first about the meaning, and then one becomes convinced that this is the way one is confused, and then one rests in meditation.
Yeah.
ဆုံးပါတယ်ညစ်စွန်ရပါညစ်စွန်နောင်ရမတင်ပါဂျမတာဝတ်တော့ပေးသညစွန်မတော့ပါလဲစင်ကြမာလို့ပါမာလို့ပါနေတုံးကျင်မိတန်ရရပါနေဂျမလာဆိုရင်တော့တင်းနေမတော့မာလို့တဲ့
So then we come to the fourth verse, and joining the root text with the previous long sabje, the sabje said at that point, being unmistaken regarding not projecting the two extremes, since one has realized that all dualistic appearance does not truly exist, but resembles an illusion. And the fourth root text then says, ultimately not existing and relatively existing, this is like an illusion. Not to be carried away by either extreme is to be unmistaken by not projecting existence or non-existence.
ဇုံဇင်းကြီးတို့ပြွတ်တတာစေဇုံမယောတန်းနန်းဇင်ပစံတေဇုံဇင်းကြီးတို့ပဲပြွတ်တတာနဲ့ရံကငိုးကြီးဆမ်ရံကငိုးကြီးဆမ်တောရံကရံကြီးမြဲပတ်တာဒါဇုံဇင်းကြီးတို့ပြွတ်တတာ young dabar rangin ji me pa ta young ta kwaram ton dabar rangin ji me na young thani to kunjo to nang san do yo ba de cheta na ta ton dabar me pa ta nang san do yo pe pe de kar re yo ma ta yo me ta ta lang bo ta ba ta ta ngwe me lo so la ta ta lang bo la
ယောမေတုံချေတံယောမေစင်ကြီးတာဝတံမလန်လာဆိုပါရင်တော့လာဒေလနဲ့ဒေတာတော့ကွန်တဲ့ဇုံစိညီတိချွန်တတာဒုံတံပါမေပါနန်းတံတို့ယောပါယောမမလန်ရင်တော့ကွတ်တဲ့နဲ့မထုတ်ပါလေစင်ကြမှာလို့ပါတယ်
Mantrova Karre, Tetar Tona, Tene, Takeja Tava and Togumar, Takeja Tava Mantrova, Takeja Tava Mateva. He comes to Mantrova, said Takeja Tava Mateva, Takeja Tava Mantrova. Mantrova Lessinja Malo Bate Kangina Kangi Sena Mantrova Lessinja Malo Bare. Zongzhen Yi de Jichun Dada Don Tambar Mepa Nang San de Yuba Juma Malam Tower Tona Tachi de Yuba Tawa Tang Tachi de Yuba Sauce of Luma Tang Mepa Sauce of Luam Yanan Tachi de Yuba Tava Tawa Tang Mepa Tava Tawa Tovar Majurwam Yavar Majur Vesero Tunda, don't do the content you tava talk about it. Oh, yeah.
So the commentary then, all phenomena comprised of a perceiving or a perceived object and a perceiving subject, which Rinpoche lost as an outside object and an inner perceiving mind, do not take on an existence through having an essence that's a self or some kind of nature that exists ultimately. But they exist as mere appearance. So ultimately, they don't exist, but there is existence as a mere appearance. How is this then? It is said that a phenomena resemble an illusion or a dream. So this... An illusion or a dream is a metaphor, then, is the example that's given for not ultimately existing but having relative appearance. So an illusory elephant, for example, take some examples from our daily life, or an illusory tiger, or illusory sentient being. So that is the metaphor, then, for what doesn't exist ultimately but has mere appearance. Not to project or not to be carried away by or not to generate either of these two extremes, the extremes of existence or non-existence, is called being unmistaken. And how is this? One does not project, or one could say fall into, the extreme of existence, believing that phenomena truly exist, and one does not project or fall into the other extreme of non-existence, believing that phenomena do not exist as mere appearance. So there are other names or other ways of looking at these two extremes. One is that the extreme of existence is also seen as the extreme of permanence, the Takpetawa, sometimes called Takpartawa, or sometimes known as materialism. This is also called overestimation or exaggeration. Trodok literally means putting feathers on things. So that's saying something that's there that really isn't there. So that's this extreme of existence, because ultimately it doesn't exist, but one says it does exist. So that's this extreme of exaggeration. Jeffrey Hopkins calls it superimposition. And the other extreme then is non-existence. That's also called the extreme of extinction or nihilism, or sometimes called denial or underestimation. You have these two pairs of either permanence or extinction, which correspond to existence and non-existence, or overestimation and underestimation, or exaggeration and denial, which then also correspond to existence and non-existence. So one falls into neither one of these extremes, understanding that things ultimately don't exist, but they have relative appearance.
That's again the mantra of Tempare. Jitok Jumatav Niki te Jitok to Mantra Vatembar. Jitok Jumatav Niki te tanda kunzob je nanso le mandro batin bar
So then what's shown here is in this fourth verse is not being mistaken about the post-meditative stage. One knows, one has a clear conviction that what appears in the post-meditative stage is like an illusion. And this then is being not confused about the way of appearance on a relative or apparent level. So this conviction then in the post-meditative state that what appears is like an illusion, that it is mere appearance, that it is this inseparability of appearance and emptiness, this is arises in dependence on a non-conceptual wisdom that has arisen during one's actual meditation practice while one has been resting in meditation. So this kind of certain conviction that this is the way things are can arise from the superior knowledge that comes from listening and reflecting on the teachings, but to have a really truly firm conviction, one has to meditate. So the fifth one then is called the deals with the true character, and to join it then together with that longer sabji that we looked at yesterday, the sabji says being unmistaken about the perfectly existent nature whose true character does not involve a perceived object and a perceiving subject. And the root verse, no conceptions apply to this state since they are pacified. All dualistic phenomena are mere names. Understanding this is to be unmistaken in relation to the true character. This is also the true character of the ultimate truth.
Yang tapa tunja ranthin lane, ton tampa dambala. Yang tapa tunja ranthin la, ton tampa dambala. Yondro la, zungzin ni jitongbe. Tene, semjinela wasa te yondro re. Tela di kam de ranthin jitanyi dambala. Yang tapa tunja ranthin lane, Ranting a rang and all on it. Zoa tan zimber number to over Tamje Mundo Majote. Don't tamper demba la Zongzain to over Jogomare. Zongzain to Namdo Jogomare. Yana sent a nail of the conan yella Zongzain to Namdo Jogomare. Carre Zongzain and ever. Emma ta sent a nail of the same nail of the Chetar to over Jor. Yurjin Kanga Topper Jorsena, Yena. So so run requi yaki. So so run requi yaki jiyore. Run requi yiki tamba joyor. So so run requi yiki tamba. Tamba yang dabber. Tamba joyor. Joyore. Duba tamje never have a serum. Duba tamje never have a sena. So so run requi yiki jiyore. Data with tona. Theta will tone your auntie and tone tamper them by Layeva, not all meeting. More Layeva, your mare. Number tate, but choose a noun. Gang genie van de tamtene. Chetter noun. Not also noun which you take control, re. Chetter noun again the tet and tea. Ranting so sore. Drop a meete. Young taquar, no. Young taquar, no. Tone tamper one the senna. Ranga ngô mêpa la, ranga ngô mêpa mādro pa la, mêngda tākpa tāngde. Nātos nāma chūte la, ranga ngô yo māre te, tene mêngda tākpa tāng, tānyida tākpa tāngde. Tēnā, chūtām jē jē ranga nsīnyi nē tōngpa nyēdō. Chūtām jē jē ranga nsīnyi, ēlōng tātō pa tā kārā sa nā tōngpa nyēdō. Tongba nyite ya kam de tongba nyite tene sem je ne lok sa tong ye mi lok go tetar hina tetar hina tetar to na na ba na so be chu te rang go ma do ba me do tak pa tan yin ba ta chu tham je je ne lok tha to ba te tene o sa tongba ni ba ri hina rang gen thingi la rang gen thingi ya chu tham je je thingi Tatoba, Nelong Tatobala, Sija Maloba Kisau. Chutam Jeje Rangan Sinium, Nelong Tatobala, Sija Malobare. Chutam Jeje Nelong Tatoba Kibare. Deon Jigdin Tanito, Jigdin Tanija Wang the Senna, Kawa Tam Pomba, Kawa, Pomba Hijo, but Kapso Ransi Hi, Ransi the Kares and so soon number Nama. Kawaiki Jeba Kapsa don't the per ransin down. Pombaiki Jeba Kapsa church over ransin teller, ransin he jobare. Tetar Jonayan, then the ransin the teta of mare. Then the chutam jeje nailo chutam jeje nailo tatoba. Don't amber ranga ranga. Sini la ransin de jobao. Don't tamper rangan sini, don't tamper rangan ola, ransin de tani temper. Oh, yeah.
So, this is the fifth verse which deals with the two characters, Rangsen, and there are two. This is an unusual way of using the term Rangsen, so if you're familiar with it from other contexts, the last part of it, the commentary, deals with that, but the first part will give a very different definition of what Rangsen is. So in terms of the correct or ultimate meaning, and this then, of course, is the perfectly or existent nature, the third nature, no conceptualization involving a perceived object and a perceived subject can apply. Literally, the word here is enter into. Can't enter into this realm of the ultimate. No concept, no intellectual fabrication of this sort can enter into this realm of the ultimate. Because primordial wisdom, which is aware of its own true nature, has completely pacified mental fabrication in relation to objects. So Rinpoche commented here that this Soso Rangrikta Yeshe, this primordial wisdom aware of its own true nature, what it has for its object then is the true nature of all things. Although it's not in the normal sense of subject and object, but that is what it's focused on. So in such an ultimate reality, there are no separate divisions. Whatever appears as a separate phenomena, however many there may be, and Rinpoche said this then, of course, refers to a relative or apparent truth, and however they may appear, whatever phenomena this is then, is not established individually by such and such self-characteristic. Ultimately, phenomena have no self-essence, but are simply the mere imputation of a name. And therefore, one can see that the true nature of all phenomena is emptiness. And Rinpoche glossed emptiness here to mean the true nature of the mind, which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, or one could say luminous emptiness. So if one considers in this way, if one understands in this way then, that the ultimate then, there is no concept that can enter into this to express it ultimately, then that is being unmistaken about the true character. And then it adds a comment here dealing with Rangsin in its other usage when it's used more as a technical term. Furthermore, although in terms of mundane conventions, one talks of the specific or self-characteristics of a pillar or a vase, and for example, that would be an example of the self-characteristics of a pillar would be that it holds up a beam. That's the characteristic of a pillar. Or of a vase would be that it holds water. Self-characteristics referring to their appearance under different individual aspects. Here in this context, the term refers to the true nature of all phenomena, the true character of the ultimate truth in itself, and not to these individual aspects of phenomena as they appear.
Nelog tatukpa te kangi nang siya na tungpa nye re. Tungpa nye te kangi nang siya na zongzeng nyi ji tungpa sem ji nelog yodh me pa te. That's all.
So the ultimate self-characteristic of all phenomena is the ultimate nature of all phenomena, which is emptiness. And emptiness is the true nature of the mind, which is free of all dualistic perception, which is inexpressible.
Te tabi semche nelok te trupa thamche lende pe sen na nambar tokpa thamche mujuk bare. Enna kanka tokare sen na nambar mato pe yeki ji choyore. Nambar mato pe yeki ji choyore ina na toza ta tozi nisa yo tamche na toza ta tozi nisa me bare. Toza tozi nisa me pe tsorje, tene ranga ngowo rekpe tsorje tokpare. Tese na soso rang rekpe yiki sige.
So the nature of the mind is beyond all kind, any kind of confusion, and therefore all concepts, no concepts can enter into it or apply to it. The true nature of the mind is the sphere of experience of non-conceptual wisdom. And this non-conceptual wisdom experiences the true nature of the mind in a way that is non-dual, that is, does not involve something that realizes and something that is to be realized. It experiences in the way that it is aware of its own true nature. And that's why one calls it self-aware wisdom. So knowing like this then is not to be confused about the true nature or not to be confused about the ultimate nature. So if one understands like this, that non-conceptual wisdom realizes the true nature of the mind, which is beyond any kind of concept, and then one meditates, understanding this, one practices superior insight meditation this way, then great happiness, great delight will arise, and great diligence. And through this happiness and delight that arises, then one will be able to realize non-conceptual wisdom or the ultimate truth. So that we've come to the sixth point, which deals with the all-inclusive character. To join it together with the sabje says, being unmistaken about the all-inclusive or general character, understanding that all phenomena are included in the actual nature of reality, which is empty of any duality. And the root verse says, there is no phenomena which is not included in the expanse of all events and qualities. That's the current translation for Dhammadhatu. You might want to substitute Dhammadhatu there, but that's what the recent vogue is, you see. So understanding in this way, therefore, one is unmistaken about the all-inclusive character.
Nidonga Matopa, de Mayimbar, Betar. Chuki Sava, Yi Kionze, Chang, Yopa Mayinde. Yang Takwa Yopa, the Chuji Ying Bakire, Mato, Dene Chuji Chuji Kionze, Yopa Mayinde. Tontaba. Chutamje Chuji Ying Yang Yin the Jobati, sir. Zongzing the Chutamje, Zongzing Yi Jitong, but Chuyin Baki Garangin the Jobati, sir. Chuyin Tene, Chuji Ying Tene, Chutamje la Chapachi in Singi Kisala. Chuyin Te Chutamje Jinsing Sigre. Jumzing Kare. Chutamje Chuji Ying Garangin in the Senna. Chuji Ying the Chutamje Jinsing Sigre.
So,
So? It's a real habit that's hard to break.
Oh, yeah.
Only the expanse of all qualities, the Dharma Dhatu, has the nature of being empty of duality. Duality here, of course, referring to a perceived object and a perceiving subject. There is not the slightest other thing that could be called a phenomena that is not included within this Dharma Dhatu. Because all phenomena have the nature of the Dharma Dhatu, this Dharma Dhatu is called the all-inclusive or general character which pervades all phenomena. If one understands like this, i.e. that the Dharma Dhatu is nature of all phenomena and pervades each and every one of them without
any exception. And that is called the one
mistaken about the all inclusive general character. Is this any better?
Yes. Oh, good. What did it?
Please, technical adjustment.
Kandela Tajo Kona. Chuji Ying Ne Chuji. Chucha Tamje Chavzi Ying De.
So then to put this in the form of a reasoning, given the Dharma Dhatu, it pervades all phenomena. Why is that? Because it is the true nature of all phenomena.
Madhum na tetar. Ni tong ge ren yin jin ji qu yin ba xie le Chu yin chong zhe zhang yang yang ta kwa ma dhoba se, ho te. Yang ta pa dhoba te ni tong ke chu yin ma to, chu yin nam yang ta kwa ma dhoba se. Ta kufung.
Chu yin ma tok pe se
dhoba. Ya me, chu yin chong zhe zhang me pe se zhe.
Oh,
chong zhe zhang me pe. Yang ta pa, chu, Chutamte, Chuji Yingirangin, but Tamadopsena. Chutamte, Chuji Yingirangin in the Yang Tapar Nitong Rangin in the Chuin Bakigle Chuji Jose Tanya Madopse. Dijon Tingi Tanda Chutamte, Chuji Yingirangin. Tonda.
So then this, it is only then if, so if one says, okay, that's, I don't agree with you, give me another reasoning, it's not enough, then one can say that only the Dharmadhatu, which has the nature of being empty of dualistic, any kind of dualism or dualistic perception, apart, there is no phenomena, no phenomena whatsoever that is separate from this Dharmadhatu. If one can, whatever phenomena one considers, it is included within the Dharmadhatu. Conceptual wisdom then is not confused, and what is it not confused about? It is not confused about the Dharmadhatu. It truly realizes the Dharmadhatu.
Tene ngon som to tope mantor ba kande yungre sena ngon som to tope ni nang da ni zin yo mare ni nang da ni zin ki kusena te mantor pare.
And when one truly realizes, then one is not confused. And how is it that one's not confused? One is not confused by dualistic appearance or by dualistic apprehension.
Toza da tozi yona, nizin in the senna, toza da tozi yamare. Yanja kept telling.
So then to review this point a little further, when one is resting in meditation, non-conceptual wisdom is not confused about its sphere of experience, which is the Dharmadhatu. And if one asks then at that point, is there something that is being realized and something that realizes it? Well, the answer, of course, is no. That this, all the dualistic perceptions have been pacified. So because then, at this point, what is beyond the two, both that which realizes and something to be realized, then one also calls this, at this point then one is, the way one is realizing is that through one's own awareness, one is realizing one's own essence. And therefore, this is also called the primordial wisdom which realizes itself.
Anna, tetar ranga ngo ranga rikpit sorcha tokpa yina, ranga yina mkhena, ranga mare, namhi len depe yehi imbese na, tene, Rarek len depare. Rarek the namhi.
So then one might ask, well, this self aware being aware of oneself then, does that exist? And no, it ultimately doesn't, because it is a kind of consciousness, and the primordial wisdom is beyond consciousness.
Tita Mantrapati Mantrapasom Titanda Tavare Mantrovala Singe Malobati Yepa Mantrovala Singe Malobati Jitok Jumanta Vinghi Mantrovatam Dene Danda Ransin La Singe Malobati Nyamja Number Motobi Hi Mantrovatam Number Motobi Hi Te Kangla Mantrovar Sena Zongzhen yi tongba chuying na mantrava tenpare.
So then to review these three verses then of not being confused, the fourth one was not being confused in a post-meditative stage where one saw everything as illusion-like. The fifth one was not being confused about resting, about non-conceptual wisdom while one is resting in meditation. And what one is not, the sixth one then shows what is one is not confused about, which is the Dharma Dhatu, free of dualistic perception.
Dita, Sinja Maloba Somje, Ketan Trapetsor, Tene Sinja Maloba Somje, Mantravetsor, De Sinja Maloba Toketem.
So that then completes the first six, the first three dealing with how one was confused. And the next three dealing with how one is not confused. So then we're chanting.
Lola Zonya Tang, Lola Zonya Che Tang, Dadang Yapun Che Tang.
So then we'll chant again these first six. In order to, they're very important, profound, and Rinpoche suggests that you memorize them, and then we'll chant them again in order to help this process of memorizing and to have one's pronunciation come clear.
Dene tse katon de se te, dunda la samna, don la rinpa yin de samna, dun gom sigre, don yin gomba, kanton si yin gomba.
So then there is a kind of meditation that's called meditation on the meaning, and that what one does then is, while one is chanting, one meditates one pointedly on the meaning of what the words are.
Yeah. Yeah.